Condo Game 4, June 9th, Sunday afternoon, Coors Field, Rockies versus Padres, final game of this four-game series. Needing a win to break even with San Diego on a disappointing home weekend against a weaker opponent, Colorado was out of the chute fast. Fowler is amazing at the beginning of games. His first of four hits in Tulo's low-liner pulled to left in a blur in the first inning gave us two runs, plus we scored two more in the third when Arenado poked a deep gap triple to right center field for a 4-0 lead. Again, the Rockies then stopped hitting. No runs inning 4 through 8. San Diego bullpen pitching well again. Nicasio retired the Padres' first 16 men easily, except for Cargo's robbery of huge Mr. Blank's high drive in the fifth. Cargo literally robbed three home runs, banging into the wall and left, diving all over the place. Arenado is amazing, robbing numerous hits. After getting Maybin in the sixth, Nicasio completely fell apart. Wily old catcher Hundley fouled off a million pitches and then poked one out of the park for the Padres' first run. The fans gave Nicasio some nice acknowledgement. And then, pow, boom, bash, home run. Well-hit singles up the middle. And then Venable smacked one to left field. Cargo nearly got injured, snaring the line drive and crashing into the wall. In the eighth, the somewhat overused Escalona gave up three more runs. San Diego had overtaken the Rockies again with a 5-4 lead. Maybin's first home run and pinch hitter Deluxe Kotze's center field homer that just got over Fowler's glove gave the Padres a depressing 5-4 lead, collapsing again. Then the hurler threw a pitch high on the screen, Escalona, and said, "Something hurts," and went off with the trainer. Lopez got out number 2 and 3 in the seventh, and then Walt seemed to forget to double-switch DJ in, so Lopez had to be hit for it. Walt sometimes seems clueless about how to manage the refining aspects of the game. He also seems a little deer in the headlights when the Rockies fall behind or go in a slump. He just seems to stand there. Energetically, I'm not sure he's the answer to the Rockies' needs as a manager. Also, as a strategist, it's a big leap from high school to the major leagues. Sometimes he overbunts and doesn't do smart double switches. Belial looked tired, and Venable's triple sandwiched between singles gave San Diego a 7-4 lead. Closer Gregerson came out to end things in the bottom of the ninth, but with one out, the Rockies' never say die caught fire again. Herrera lined a single to left. Colvin, just back from AAA, had a clutch single to right. And then Fowler singled to center and Cargo's whack double to right field amazingly tied the game. Reliable Brothers pitched a smooth 10th, including a pickoff of Blanks for the third out. The Miracle Rockies got a big walk to Helton to start the bottom of the 10th. Todd's getting himself rolling as the weather heats up. Another clutch Herrera single, and finally Dexter wins the game with a single up the middle. A roller coaster win, 8-7. We'll take it.